Hello and welcome to yet another episode of the Nostalgia Podcast. I'm Ben, known as Silk in the Game. I'm here with Jared, known as Balzac in the Game.
Hey guys!
Today we're recording this podcast from my deck. Jared is in town, hanging out at my place this week, just visiting. So,
we usually do podcasts on Skype.
Yeah. So if it sounds a little different, that's why. We're in the outdoors, recording it with a mic from a camera.
Yep.
Good times. So if you see us both on the game together, then log out simultaneously this week. It's not because we're the same person multiboxing.
I usually try to log out whenever I see you log out.
Yeah, anyway. Actually, me too.
So people think that anyway.
It's pretty funny. So the 1.46 update has been live since the weekend, and I think most of you are probably getting adjusted to the new color scheme by now. It was very different, kind of a big change, but I think it's very much for the better. And I love the new monster sprites, and the naysayers can go to hell. Because I think that the people who submitted those sprites did an awesome job, and I wouldn't have put them in the game otherwise. They're a heck of a lot better than what was there. And the thing is about people complaining about the monster sprites is that if we had gone from what we now have to what we previously had, like if I made the switch in the opposite direction, you would have said the exact same stuff. I mean, there's certain people who just love to complain, or who, you know, automatically complain when there's change. And I've kind of learned to ignore those types of people.
I don't like change either.
Well, yeah, I know. You're pretty set in your ways. So everybody who's contributed artwork to the game should just know that, you know, just tune those people out. The artwork is great, and hopefully I'll get to replying to a lot of the new submissions in the contributors forum. It's kind of a job in and of itself to reply to all those topics, so I'll be tackling that piece by piece. And then coming up, hopefully later this week, by the weekend, the 1.47 update, whose primary change is the new inventory system.
Yay!
Which is pretty slick. I just put together some mock-ups, and as usual, Spiff took it and perfected it, just implemented all of it seamlessly into the game. And I'm really happy with it. Spiff did a great job. And I think everybody's going to love it because it will help you organize your inventory better, and it'll free up a lot of space. So
how many slots? Like six?
Well, actually, the inventory size is getting actually reduced by two slots because of the new, because of the screen real estate that the new HUD takes up.
Right.
But that doesn't matter because your equipped gear is all going to separate HUDs. So that's a gain of four slots. And then all your quest items are going in the separate HUD. So that's another huge boost. So really, you're gaining quite a few slots for your stuff. And we'll see how that plays out.
That should be pretty awesome. I don't like, you know, running out of inventory space.
No, and it's a change that players have been asking for a while. It's been in the works for a while. Those mock-ups that I gave Spiff are months and months old. Finally, we got around to it. So, the next big change is coming is that we're expanding the size of the game window to be more of a 4x3 ratio. So basically that means that there'll be one additional tile in your view on each side, left and right. And that'll give us more space for the changes coming to the battle screen and stuff like that. And a lot of the menus will get repositioned because of that. So that's what we're working on next. We kind of have a phased development plan for how we're going to roll out this summer's changes. We just finished phase one, or when we release this new inventory stuff, that'll be the end of phase one, which was kind of house cleaning stuff. Phase two is the big 4x3 change, which is kind of bigger on our end in terms of what we have to do than it is visible on your end. And after that, it's, I believe, skill trees? Yeah, skill trees are phase three.
It's the big one.
That's really a big, big one. That's the rebalancing and all that. And that'll take some time to balance on the live servers in addition to a test server. Phase four is monster companions. And I'm really looking forward to that. That's going to be a lot of fun to play around with, and I think it's going to add a lot to the game and give you guys something to do. And then phase five is the content. So that's kind of the order we're doing all this in. And I mean, there's not going to necessarily be a huge amount of time between phases. There might be, it might be a couple weeks, might be, you know, a few weeks. But the hope is to get it all out, finish phase 1 through 5 by the end of the summer.
How about August 5th?
Maybe August 5th. The nostalgia oldbies know that August 5th is actually an infamous date. It was the date that I released my first game ever on Beyond, Dragon Warrior Online, actually 10 years ago this year.
Yep.
Then it became the release date for some big Dragon Warrior Online updates that never happened. So it's kind of an infamous date. But yeah, you know, the timing could very well work out that we released the content to the live servers on August 5th. That'd be pretty funny. 10 years to the day after I released my first game. So
didn't something happen with Nostalgia on August 5th last year?
No. I think people wanted it to.
Oh.
Wanted something to happen, but I don't think anything did happen.
That's a bummer.
Oh, the July 4th holiday is coming up. Independence Day.
Oh, yeah.
And Jared had a great idea for how to handle that in the game. Nostalgia equivalent holiday. July 4th in Nostalgia is going to be Balzacian Dependence Day. And I've got some fun ideas for how we're going to implement that. It'll be kind of like the Easter holiday. Some cool new fights and some special items and stuff like that. Should be a lot of fun, actually. I'm looking forward to that. I have to implement all that content, but that'll be cool. It'll be a fun thing to do while we're waiting for more features in the game. So
everyone is awfully dependent on the Balzacians.
I've talked to a lot of people in the game who are concerned about what the balance changes mean for particular items or for seeds or stuff like that, and here's what I've been saying, is that a lot of the stats, the numbers, are going to change. Seeds will likely go down to 1 point instead of 2 points towards a particular stat, and stuff of that nature. However, what's not going to change is your relative strength to everything else in the game. So even if your stats were to go down, be halved, all your stats were to be halved, you'd still be doing the same relative amount of damage and all that. So your actual strength in the game wouldn't be impacted, just your numbers would change. And that's just so that the numbers have room to grow in the future, and so I can rebalance things a bit better. So if you have gear right now, yeah, the stats on it are probably going to change, but the power of it's not going to change. So does that make sense to you, Jared?
I don't know why people would even be worried about that.
I don't know.
They shouldn't. Just, you know, quit worrying about stuff.
I mean, they're worried that I'm going to take away the greater moon blessings and not, you know, give them some sort of equal compensation, which actually moon blessings are probably going extinct. They're probably going to be removed from the game.
I'm sure you're probably just giving people their 100K back.
But right? Yeah, I'll do something to compensate people for that money they invested. So
just don't worry, guys. Don't worry.
Yeah, don't worry. I mean,
it'll all be fine.
Exactly.
It'll all be taken care of.
We're in control, and we'll make sure everybody's happy, or that these people who want to be happy are happy. There's a lot of people who like to complain. But
no, I think you're gonna rebalance the entire game and keep, you know, all the gear the same, and
a lot of people are worried.
Keep monster stats exactly the same, while nerfing all the characters, and you know, right. That's exactly what you're gonna do.
Right.
Because that's a smart move.
Right. people are worried that the Black Sanctum gear is going to get nerfed. Yeah, it is going to get nerfed. And so that will have some relative power reduction compared to other stuff in the game. But that's because it's overpowered right now.
It's still going
to
be top tier gear, though.
It's still going to be the best gear in the game. But not for long, because when the content is released, obviously the level cap will be raised, and there'll be a lot more levels to gain, a lot more new, more powerful gear to find. But that's the way that these things work in MMOs, so good times.
Sure, Black Sanctum gear will still be better than gear, you know, at the very beginning of a new
content. Oh, yeah, no, that Black Sanctum gear will last you for a while, that's for sure. So, I mean, there's always a benefit to getting the top-tier gear, even when the, you know, what would technically be an expansion in other games gets released. So
I think in the future, actually, you should lower the level requirements for Black Sanctum gear down to 30 and then make a twink. Make a twink.
30 bracket?
Bracket, yeah.
In tournaments?
You know, that's way later down the road, but that'd be cool.
That would be very cool. Be interesting to see where things go from here. I don't know where they're going to go, but we have big plans.
Big plans and big dreams.
The young kid with a dream.
we're not so young anymore either. It sucks.
That's true. Jesus Christ, feels weird to be in your mid-20s. It's a weird age.
You first started programming when you were like 17, right?
I mean, yeah, I started programming on TI-83 calculators during my AP statistics class.
And you made the big jump to Beyond.
And I made the big jump to Beyond. Actually, no, Beyond gets a lot of crap. Beyond is pretty damn powerful in a lot of ways. Not so powerful in some ways, but you're not going to see many other indie games out there that can host servers as big as Nostalgia can. I mean, Nostalgia servers aren't big relative to commercial games, but compared to a lot of indie games, you know, 50, 60 player servers, pretty damn big.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I'm pretty happy with Beyond and the future of Beyond and Nostalgia together. I think the recent changes to the icon stuff that improved speed and allowed us to get rid of those character creation servers really show that changes on Beyond's end can have a dramatic impact on the playability of Nostalgia. So that's why we were able to add die previews to the game, and more changes like that are in the pipeline, hopefully. So
yeah, thank God that character creation lag is gone forever.
Yeah, that lost us a lot of players that first week or 2 weeks. We turned away probably 80-85% of people who tried to join the game. We had a ton of logins. It was insane.
Yeah, I wish we could get, you know, featured on Congregate again right now. We'd be ready for it.
On Reddit?
Reddit.
Yeah, and that's the plan. Once the new versions are released and all that, we're going to try and market the game again in the same way. So, you know, we're kind of in a holding pattern right now until stuff is ready and the game is ready. And next time around, we'll be a lot more prepared for such a huge influx. So I'm very excited. I'm super excited for where things stand and where they could potentially go from here. So
you feel like we still have a pretty solid contact still in all those game sites?
Oh, yeah. We absolutely have solid contacts. And, you know, hopefully I can contact the guy at indiegames.com again. Nice. There's a hummingbird.
Yeah, that was totally a hummingbird.
4 feet away from us. hopefully I can contact some of my people I sent out the emails to originally again. And we also have kind of a little bit of a base built up on Reddit to help us promote the story of Nostalgia again. So, we could see it all happen again, only way bigger with our Flash client and potential Steam release. So
it would be so amazing to actually be able to keep the players that we get.
Exactly. To keep
first
all
10 minutes that they log in.
I mean, that first day we had, like, I think at least 10,000 people. Or maybe the first 2 days, 10,000 or more than 10,000 people log in. It was insane. It was just absolutely insane. I really wish we'd had... Oh, we've been anticipating that. We would have had the service to accommodate them, but it's all good.
Yeah.
Well, great. Thanks for listening to this podcast. And again, if you want to hear us talk about something specific, or you want us to rant about something, or you have a problem with us you want us to address, please let us know on the forums, because we want to keep this interesting and want to keep the interaction with the community going. So, that's the plan.
Yeah, just ask us some specific questions, guys.
Yeah, we'll answer them. We really will.
Probably, unless they suck.
Unless they suck.
If you ask a stupid question, there's no excuse for that. I won't answer it.
Right. We'll just ignore you. And we'll secretly mock you.
Or we'll publicly mock you.
Yeah, exactly. Openly mock you on the podcast. That seems to go over well.
If you want to be mocked on the podcast also, you know, let us know.
Yeah, that could be arranged. all right. Well, thanks again for sticking with the game and playing, and looking forward to what this summer holds.